Hi, this is Melinda with Working Moms Connection, and I'm excited to be here to do another episode. I think it will be fun to talk about friends and how we can all reach out and make new friends, as well as being a better friend. I think as adults, it is a little bit more difficult to meet friends because you aren't running around at recess saying, "Hey, can I play with you?" and going to the park every day and changing classes each year. And you just don't have as many opportunities to meet new people. And also, I think our priorities have changed. As a kid, we just want to do whatever's fun. We just want to have fun, go play, and we'll play with anyone, talk to anyone. It doesn't really matter. And as adults, we have more responsibilities. We have our families, we have bills, and just everything else that plays into our lives. And so having fun kind of takes a back seat. But I still feel like friends are super important in our lives and that everyone needs to have friends in their life. Nobody wants to sit home feeling sorry for themselves and feeling like they have no friends and they have nothing to do or anyone to talk to. But I feel like it goes both ways. To have a friend, you also need to be a friend. So I hear people say a lot, "Well, I don't know anyone, and nobody ever comes and talks to me, nobody sits by me, so I just sit all by myself in the corner." And I think it goes both ways because you need to get out of your comfort zone and go talk to people as well, because those other people that you're talking about could be saying the same thing about you, that, you know, you don't want to meet new people and make new friends, when in reality, I think we're all just afraid of rejection and, you know, not making the best friend with the very first person we talk to. But I think that's okay. I think we can be nice to everyone, and I think we can be like, "Hi friends, how are you?" But you don't have to be best friends with everyone. You need to find somebody that has your same interests and that you like hanging out with and that fits well with your personality. There's so many things that go into making a friend and being a friend. And one thing that I have to remind myself is to remember that everyone doesn't have to like me. Everyone doesn't have to be my best friend, and I just need to remember to be myself. I need to be me, and I'll find the people who will like me for who I am and who are interested in the same things, and then I don't ever have to pretend that I'm someone else. So I think it's important that we compliment others. If you see someone say, "Oh, I like your shirt that you're wearing. Where'd you get it?" Or, "You have nice teeth. How do you get them so white?" Or, "Your hair looks really cute in that braid. Can you show me how to do it?" There are several ways we can go about making a friend, talking to other people. It doesn't have to be weird and awkward and go up to someone and say, "Hi, can you be my friend?" Because that's just weird and nobody would really do that. So I think it starts small. Invite one person over, maybe for a TV night. Watch your favorite show together. Go on a date night with a different couple. Maybe you have a hot tub. Go hot tubbing. Invite someone over for games and drinks or whatever you like to do. Maybe it's a sports game or a concert. Maybe start a reading club with some girls in your neighborhood. Send out a text, see if anyone's interested in doing a book club or a walking group. I feel like there's so many different ways to get out there and be a friend. It just takes courage. And I know it's so hard to reach out there because of the rejection, but hey, think about it this way. If one person says no, it's their loss, not yours, because you're going to find an amazing friend and they're going to be sad when you're out doing awesome stuff and they are still sitting home feeling bad for themselves. So there's so many things we can do. Ask a neighbor to borrow something. I feel like that's such a good way to be able to sit and chat and ask for help or take your neighbor cookies, make dinner for somebody. There are so many ways we can make friends. So look around you and see who has the same interests as you and reach out to them and be their friend. Talk to them and